Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Some Alaskans in need of acute psychiatric care are being diverted to Department of Corrections facilities. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the emergency measure blamed on a staffing shortage is raising concerns about legality and patient welfare.
So far, four patients in need of acute mental care have been put under holds inside jail or prison buildings. Dwayne Mays is the CEO of API, and he says right now the facility has several high-need patients who require multiple staffers to be on hand out of safety concerns. That's reducing the number of available beds from 58 to 49.
We realize we cannot take more.
Laura Brooks, who works with DOC's Division of Health and Rehabilitation, says the department is not accustomed to absorbing mental health patients who have no criminal charges against them.
So this is a new process for us.
Brooks says that in the Anchorage area, those committed involuntarily because of substance abuse issues that pose a threat to themselves or others are being sent to the Anchorage Correctional Complex or Highland Mountain.
We have mental health units for the criminal population, and so we are going to house them on those units in separate cells.
Retired mental health court judge Stephanie Rhodes thinks this practice is a misapplication of involuntary commitment laws that puts patients in jeopardy. In an email, Rhodes says the laws for Title 47 allow individuals to be held in jails only as a last resort. For example, it's meant to be applied in rural areas from inclement weather or while awaiting plane transport to the psychiatric institute. Use of correctional facilities as an overflow option, she writes, was never the intention and is a violation of patients' rights. And David Florent with the Disability Law Center says housing psychiatric patients in jails can impede their recovery.
I was reading one case wherein individuals who are placed in jail instead of a therapeutic environment have aggravated symptoms as a result of that placement.
Florent says the state has not been adequately transparent about why it decided to put patients in correctional facilities rather than in nearby hospitals. Psychiatric Institute says each day it's evaluating whether it can open more bed space for new patients. In the meantime, DOC says correctional centers around the state are preparing to potentially house patients needing urgent mental health care. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Weather advisories and warnings are in effect for portions of the eastern half of the state. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan points to low pressure in the Bering Sea, which will drive conditions over the next few days.
That's rotating up some moisture into the interior, and that pattern is going to continue to push moisture all the way up into the Brooks Range.
There are winter storm warnings in effect for the eastern Brooks Range and winter weather advisories for the eastern North Slope, as well as areas north of Fairbanks, including the Yukon Flats. Cowan says temperatures will remain warmer than normal, and the southerly airflow will reduce precipitation potential in Fairbanks, where Chinook conditions are expected to prevail.
There is a small chance for rain in the Fairbanks area tonight.
Cowan says temperatures are forecast to remain too warm to result in any snowfall at Fairbanks International Airport, stretching the record for the latest first snow broken last week.
At least through the end of this week, it's not looking very likely.
The Chinook pattern has prompted high wind advisories and warnings for the eastern Alaska range. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board is holding a special meeting tonight to discuss budget reserve money. Borough Mayor Carl Castle introduced an ordinance at last Thursday's assembly meeting that would require the school district to turn back unspent dollars to a maintenance fund. KUAC's Robin reports.
Every once in a while, an entity doing the public's business doesn't use up all the tax dollars budgeted for the year. Some positions go unfilled, technology changes. For whatever reason, money budgeted doesn't get spent, and it sits in a reserve fund so it can be spent the following year. There are state and local laws that prevent too much money from accumulating in reserve accounts. Borough Mayor Carl Castle introduced an ordinance that focuses on the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District, which last year moved unspent money to accounts where it could accumulate instead of turning it back to the borough. Assemblymember Van Lawrence said it is a good idea.
The assembly needs to make sure that the school district's not accumulating funds on the backs of taxpayers.
Last spring, the district administration cut back programs and sent teachers layoff notices in spite of having reserved cash. When the public found out there was reserved money, taxpayers demanded it be used for operations.
There has been a communication gap between the assembly and the school board, the borough, and the district.
Board of Education member Tim Doran, who attended last Thursday's borough assembly meeting, cautioned that body against advancing the mayor's ordinance. When the problems were revealed last spring, the school district invited borough officials to a joint work session scheduled for November 5th. Doran said now the ordinance would become the focus of the discussion instead of what would be best for borough students. The ordinance would limit the amount the school district can keep in reserve to 18% of the money the borough gives it for the year. Local law requires excess funds be returned to the borough's Facility Maintenance Reserve, or FMR. In recent years, no surplus money has been returned to the fund. Mayor Castle says that's why the process needs to be codified.
These strictly school projects, I mean, make that clear. This is restricted funds. It can only be used at the school district for their maintenance.
The meeting at 5:30 this evening is the first chance the school board will have to discuss the ordinance. The Assembly's Finance Committee will review the ordinance this Thursday, October 17th. Then it will go to a public hearing in front of the Assembly next Thursday, October 25th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.